Very much so. I mean, he's been on top of his game since about 2005. He's been on our cover of our magazine for about five or six times, and that's quite a feat to get on our cover. You know, gold medalist. I think he's the second. Well, he is the second most decorated USA swimming athlete behind Michael Phelps.
And I mentioned that he's already been losing sponsorship deals. How damaging is all of this to him?
Well, Ryan's net worth has put about $6.2 million. You know, Michael Phelps is 10 times that. It's at $60 million. So a big chunk of his net worth is in sponsorships. About $2.3 million is where we put it at about now. But with four of his sponsors leaving just today alone, that puts him in quite a quandary. So with Ralph Lauren leaving, which was a good chunk of that, he was with Speedo. Speedo, he was at the end of a 10-year agreement with them, but obviously they're not going to renew that. And then two other ones. So his market value depreciated greatly, and he was on the cusp coming off the Olympic Games to have a whole new round of contracts, which is the peak selling time or marketability, and that's all been to the side. So,
how well do you know Ryan?
I've known Ryan for a long time, since he's about 15. You know, we being specialized in sports swimming, you know, he was definitely on our radar as a young athlete. Very, very hard work ethic. Just trained harder than most any other athlete on the planet. So, good guy. Very, very personable. You know, he would take extra time to sign autographs with all the kids, and pretty much just, you know, became part of the sport, and that became his personality too.
So knowing all that about him and having had such a positive impression of him, were you thinking when you saw all of this happen at the Olympics?
Well, very disappointed. I think every American was very disappointed and embarrassed. I think this is just this is not the image that we feel the United States should have, nor this is not, you know, the image of a swimmer that we, you know, we put a lot of pride into what swimmers do and the academics behind a lot of the athletes. So very, very disappointed. I think that most of them, of America, it still is. It's not, Rio did not need this. Rio, I was there. I enjoyed Rio very much, and they did not need this black eye.
Can he repair his reputation? I know that he's been speaking about this, and he's apologized for lying about what happened, for lying and saying that he was robbed at gunpoint.
His biggest mistake was not coming clean immediately. He should have faced the truth, or someone, you know, before people told him the truth. So the longer he waited, the worse it got, and I think that was a lot of people are going to go back and use that as a very pivotal point when they have handlers and marketers for athletes. You've got to come face your problems and admit when you're wrong immediately. So that really kind of added to his image of not facing the truth, of hiding behind this and coming up with different stories. So as far as him being able to repair this, you know, USA Swimming and the USOC will have a penalty. He'll probably be banned from the sport for up to 2 years from competing, which at age 32, that puts him at 34. The good thing is he does want to swim in Tokyo in 2020. We're just starting the quadrennium now, so things really don't ramp up until 2018. And even Michael Phelps didn't come back until 2014. I mean, he was off the radar for 2 years. So there's a possibility that he can come back after he's done with his suspensions, depending on what those times are. As far as him being marketable, it really comes down to how he comes and faces up and deals with this in a positive way, because there are lessons to be learned and there's things that he can say. And the United States as a people are very forgiving.